The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good for those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And for the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and the one who takes from you what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if the loved one who loves you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good for those who do good for you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money from those who you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just also as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure by which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. For those of us who are old enough, surely not these wonderful TK kindergartners in front of me, because you guys are so young. But 24 years ago, I think we all remember where we were when we found out about 9/11, where we remember vividly, don't we? And one thing stood out for me about that day was how people came together. It didn't matter who people voted for, what their politics were. But there was a sense of unity and a desire to love one another that day and to remind each other that things were going to be okay. And yesterday at our nation, we had a horrific event happen. And instead of bringing people together, in many ways, it divided people. And I was really saddened to see online people, some people celebrating a man's death. And I thought, how far have we come? Not in the right direction as God's people. Because it's okay to disagree. It's okay to not see the world the same way. But who unites us is far greater than what divides us. And that's Jesus Christ. And how appropriate that we hear these readings today as we remember those who died on September 11th and we pray for our nation after what happened yesterday to our country, that the answer to our problems is always Jesus. As Jesus teaches us to love, to forgive, to listen, to show empathy, to try to understand each other. And that's what our Lord is asking us to do time and time again. So, my dear friends, we're not all going to always think the same. But what Jesus is trying us to do, tell us, is to love each other, to look past our differences, and to not tear people down with our thoughts and our words, but to bring people together as only Jesus can. I love being a priest because I get to see the good in all of you every single day. I read that. And every single one of us is different. But we're so good because God made us in this image of likeness. So I encourage you today to not be divisive, but to try to bring people together by letting them know you love them. Amen. So who is Jesus asking you to love today, boys and girls? Let's think of that. Maybe our family, our friends, somebody that's different than us. And let's just bow our heads right now. And let's just think of who Jesus is asking us to love today.